I'm feeling the need to harmonize the method and teachings of Jesus, Paul, and Prince with the other members of our group consensus of love, the others in our necessary sexumvirate, and to clarify what Prince's new covenant means to us. In previous shows, we've seen that those ancestors who come from love and so are here to help guide us to freedom say the same thing from different angles or disciplines, using different languages, yet all validating and expressing love as motive and guidance, source and destination. They all put us on the right path to ending class, to solving Socrates' dilemma. But it nonetheless remained a dilemma for all of them, though they each independently confirmed that owning one's own thought process, and necessarily then body, is key to solving it. But how reclaim it? In our December 24, 2017 show, looking at this cross-validation from the perspective of how our vessels of mercy are necessary puzzle pieces that provide key missing information, which combined allow us to see what happened, the true story of our current dilemma. And so our focus then was on how they all reinforced each other. Quoting from that show, harmonization is the word that continues to come up for me. The overriding reason, I think, is that our unification is what's up for us. Proudhon uses the word to express how we naturally fit into each other's gifts when there's no global state to interfere with this process. And Nicola knew that global unity and peace would come once our interests and affinities could get in touch with those of others and find their natural harmonization. Through our use of his gifts to us, a free energy, water, and instantaneous communication to share them freely. All who come from love and have a consciousness of it say the same. We come from a common place. That place is love. And we return to it upon death, those of us who own it. O lovers of power, O mitred aspirants for this world's kingdoms, an hour will come, even to you, when it will be well for your hearts, pausing faint at each broken beat, that there is a mercy beyond human compassions, a love stronger than this strong death, which even you must face, and before it fall. A charity more potent than any sin, even yours. A pity that redeems worlds, nay, absolves priests. And I've been quoting Charlotte Bronte from her novel Viette. Now power will never own this, cannot to exist, and so causes rifts to prevent our unification, for it's wedded to its sense that it represents the best and must forever retain its exclusive decision-making privilege, its privilege to determine the future as it sees fit. The notion of our equality is anathema to it. And this moment of healing, of renouncing class, of all of us coming together across its false divisions, dissolving them into this great harmonization, is now what's up for me. The recognition that the puzzle pieces that once matched, interlocked, reveal the true story of our current dilemma, that the various angles of our emissaries of love, on love's reality, on the reality of God, of Allah, of wholeness, of truth, of oneness and health, the authentic self, the all of it, the infinite, the universal spirit, and their languages for expressing this reality we come with and must hang on to or repossess, need harmonizing, that this is my part, though obviously not mine alone, of ensuring that we mesh our steps, meld our minds, in order to come together as one and end the class system which lives by our division. And you can hear that audio in our post-juxta number 158, seeing where we fit in the great harmonization. But Abdullah shows us, and all the crises the power guys are orchestrating around the world to reduce our numbers and beat us down, fearful of our growing consciousness, of the need for solidarity globally and the need to create means to circumvent the global statesman to realize it, to unify materially as well as spiritually. And truly, that consciousness has been waiting for us in Paul for 2,000 years. Abdullah and all those on the front lines of the war-making machinations of the power guys show us, we who long for freedom, who didn't already see this, that until Prince, we were missing the most important puzzle piece in our analysis, the infinite, or rather our belief in it, our knowing that we have living ancestors helping us, our knowing that we go on when we are faithful to our righteousness. Our focus now is fixed on that prize of unification and therefore on how we get to it and how we need Prince to do it. Many vessels of mercy were sent to call us. Each in their own way says, truth is spirit. And each one, because it is class they are confronting, and class is totalitarian, butts up against Socrates' dilemma. How do those who don't feel it, feel it? When their early childhood conditioning forbids letting in all not cohered with the principle of obedience. When free thinking provokes fear. Is this the same question as how does one become motivated by love? How does one believe in its existence as a force greater than power? And while the above show excerpt says Prince urges us, it's not specific as to what, beyond the abstract one. It doesn't explain how we are stuck, our enmeshment. It's missing his and Paul's message to trust, put nothing above your body. Their rootedness in the already there for us existing alternative, in an explanation and demonstration of it, in their showing us the way.